Hello, my name is Michelle Y. Green, and November is the month of the military family. Today I'll be sharing a family story called Willie Pearl. It's a series of books, my very first book that I wrote, about my mother and her want for a doll. She lived in Jenkins, a small coal mining town, and every Christmas she would tell us a story of how she wanted a real doll for Christmas. After my reading, I'll tell you more about how you can find this book for yourself. This is chapter 2. "Mayella, what are you doing here?" Willie Pearl asked, the lone figure standing outlined in the dim light. "You don't think I would miss the most important day of the whole year, did you?" Mayella spoke through a slight shiver. "But how? I mean, what did you tell Miss Vera?" Willie Pearl asked.
"Tell her? I didn't tell her anything," Mayella said. "As far as she knows, I'm still in bed."
"You mean you snuck off without saying anything?" Willie Pearl accused her, as if she hadn't considered the very same thing only a few hours ago.
"Besides," Mayella continued, "it wouldn't make any difference. You know I always get my own way."
Willie Pearl knew only too well. Mayella was an only child raised by her maiden aunt. She didn't have to share with anyone. Instead of hand-me-downs, Mayella always had new things. Instead of homemade paper dolls, Mayella had a china doll with real hair. And Mayella's dresses were just like ones Willie Pearl cut for her paper dolls out of the Sears Roebuck catalog. Still, Willie Pearl and Mayella were best friends, and Willie Pearl sometimes wished she could be more like her. Mayella's fair, light brown skin was so different from her own mahogany-colored face, and Mayella had unusual eyes that seemed to change color, not plain, ordinary brown eyes. Mayella was popular and funny and daring, not a shy dreamer like herself. Even so, Willie Pearl often thought that Mayella needed her for a friend as much as she needed Mayella.
"I guess it's not so bad sharing being first today, as long as it's with your best friend," Willie Pearl convinced herself.
"I suppose the others will be along soon," said Mayella. "We still have a ways to go before the store opens." Her teeth chattered. Mayella had come, quilt and all, and she offered some of it to Willie Pearl. Together, they huddled under it and soon dozed off. About a half hour later, Willie Pearl heard her two brothers and sister crunching their way down the gravel path from the camp. Close behind were some of the other children from Number 6 Holler. Within a few minutes, more than 50 kids were all crowded around. They talked excitedly about what they would soon see when the sheet came down. A few minutes before 8 o'clock, an old raggedy red truck pulled up, and Mr. Fletcher climbed out. The kids jostled closer and closer to the storefront, knowing that soon the sheet would drop and reveal this year's treasures. Willie Pearl imagined how the store window would look. As always, there would be a large, decorated tree in the middle, and perhaps a train would circle the tree with all kinds of small toys in its cars. There would be metal trucks and wooden tops, tin whistles and balls too. But the best part for Willie Pearl was always the dolls. She could imagine all kinds of dolls, small, molded ones, cloth lady dolls with stitched faces, baby dolls that wet, and dolls with arms and legs that moved. For years, Willie Pearl had dreamed of having a doll of her own. Not the ones that she and Mayella made out of corn cobs or pine needles, but a real doll with a beautiful dress. "I would call her Mandy," she said under her breath, "and I would never let her out of my sight."
"I wish they would hurry," fussed Mayella. "I'm getting damp out here under this quilt."
Willie Pearl's foot had fallen asleep some time ago, but she wouldn't have missed this moment for anything. Then the lights came on inside. Slowly the white drape began to slip from the upper right-hand corner of the window.
The children pressed together in even tighter clumps. "Ouch!" May Ella squealed. "That was my foot!" "Sorry," said someone from the rear. Then Willie Pearl saw her. "Mandy, you're just like I thought you would be," she said out loud. "Who are you talking to?" asked May Ella. "Would you look at that red bike?" But Willie Pearl couldn't take her eyes off of the fragile porcelain doll with the pale blue dress in the center of the room. Her hair was as black as coal dust. Willie Pearl stretched out her arms to touch the glass. She could almost feel the small, delicate body and satiny dress in her arms. Then Willie Pearl knew, despite the fact that any kind of present this year seemed impossible, there could be no Christmas unless Mandy could be hers. But how? Now, you probably want to know the rest of the story. You can sometimes find a copy of Willie Pearl on Amazon, although it was published quite a while ago. But if you go to my website, www.michelleygreen.com, that's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, middle initial Y, Green, G-R-E-E-N.com, you can actually hear a podcast of my mother, Willie Pearl, talking about what it was like growing up as a military wife in a military family. And in the coming days, we will be posting several chapters of the Willie Pearl story on my website. Have a great Thanksgiving, a great holiday. Goodbye.